Mass transit funding, Medicaid payments, and taxing games of skill are among the many issues holding up state budget negotiations in Pennsylvania this year. From our content partner WITF, Jackson White reports, Senate Republicans want to pass a temporary spending plan.
Senate Republicans say they're pitching a lifeline for school districts and local governments facing potential pauses in their payments if the impasse continues into the fall. The GOP legislation will largely continue funding at last year's rates, while lawmakers work to reach a final agreement on the rest of this year's budget. But Democrats like Governor Josh Shapiro and House Majority Leader Matt Bradford have both said they'd oppose any short-term budget. They argue temporary spending would just delay disagreements between the parties. The state budget was due July 1st. School districts and county governments warn missed payments could soon stress their programming if they haven't already. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
The Pennsylvania Senate has advanced a $47.6 billion state budget and advanced a two-year transportation plan to fund SEPTA and repair roads. But the legislation is opposed by Democrats because it would pull from money they say is already earmarked for necessary system and safety upgrades, and it would do little to stave off expected fare increases for riders. Here's Democrat Nikhil Saval.
Taking money from the capital fund will make SEPTA and other transit agencies less safe, less secure, and more difficult to run. It will make it impossible for transit agencies like SEPTA to maintain their aging fleets, let alone implement changes to make the system faster, more reliable, and more accessible to those it serves.
The legislation now goes back to the House, where it's not currently expected to pass. Last week, SEPTA announced that state funding was needed by August 14th, tomorrow, or cuts would be made. For the second time this summer, some firefighters from Delaware are heading west to help battle a wildfire. Arizona's Tonto National Park tapped the Blackbird State Forest Wildland Fire Crew to assist in containing and extinguishing the Billy Fire, which has been raging since July 9th after lightning struck the park. The fire has spread over 15,000 acres, and the U.S. Forest Service says the terrain is steep and rocky, making it for difficult work ahead. Spots are filling up fast in Delaware County's first-of-its-kind running race. More than 800 people have already registered for the Delco 10-miler. Race director Kevin Nolan says slots are still open, but they're selling out quickly.
We're kind of keeping it a little bit low this first year to make sure we can handle all the logistics, which are coming along real nice. But we expect the race to grow in years to come be as big as some of those other races that are in the Philadelphia region.
The race is scheduled for September 28th. There are 1,000 slots in total. Sports: the Reds beat down the Phillies Tuesday 6-1, and those two teams wrap up their set early tonight at Great American Ballpark. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Union is hosting New York Red Bulls this evening for the U.S. Open Cup quarterfinals.